Welcome to the Occupational Health Internship Program in session. Thank you all for being here. Appreciate it. I would first like to introduce Dr. Bob Harrison, who is the director of the OHIP OHIP program, and then I am the OHIP program coordinator.
And that's Sarah Jacobs.
And yeah, my name is Sarah Jacobs. I probably should have said that. We have no relationships to disclose.
Except we work well together. Okay, you all know OHIP, right? I'm just going to briefly tell you what it is, because it's really the student show. Tony was the inspiration. I was an OHIP, I was a Tony Mazzocchi intern in 1976, so I personally have a very close connectionship with this program. Thanks. It's really designed, I have to tell you the acknowledgments first. This slide is just getting enormously large is sort of the problem here. Sarah increased it this year. Next year, I think we're going to have to go to two slides or decrease the font, and we won't be able to read it any longer. This is an enormous number of people, and I just probably have to say that AOEC and Ingrid and Kathy from the AOEC National Office, who are our host organization, have just done a fantastic job over the last 7 years. A whole bunch of mentors and leaders and organizers. This is a huge family of folks here, many of whom are in the audience. You can see the structure of OHIP, and this has remained the same since last year, if you were here. There's still a dotted line to Matt London and Jane Lipscomb on the upper right-hand corner. That's our East Coast coordinator. And they've been gearing up to sort of expand the program on the East Coast. It's still a dotted box because we're waiting for additional funding to really make that happen. We have a project, and we've had project in New York since the beginning. Craig Slayton at UMass Lowell, we had a student project there this summer, so they're a new addition to the four and now five sites that we've had. You can see we've had, at last count, I added up on the back of the envelope, about over $900,000 in support since we started. We have a NIOSH training grant. We're the only non-degree program NIOSH training grant in the country. And we got a really nice review, and I think they really appreciate what we're doing. We have ongoing support from the California Department of Public Health. The Wellness Foundation in California funds a year-round, a couple of interns. NIEHS, the Worker Education and Training Program, the Center for Construction Research and Training, LOHP and LOSH in California, the Ergonomics Program, Unite Here, RSW, USW and RWDSU. So we get tremendous amount of support. It's easy to continue this program when you hear the student presentation. So my last slide before I turn it over to Sarah is just to update you on numbers. So we've now had a total of 105 students in 52 projects over 7 years. You can see that in our number of students has varied from, I think when we started in 2004, we were at 8. 2010 was our biggest summer ever. So we had 22 students in 2010. 45%, Sarah might be able to share more with you if we have time later. A SurveyMonkey survey a couple of months ago of our OHIP graduates, and 45% are currently working in an OHS or a related field. It's just amazing the comments we got back, that 98% said that their education or career goals, right guys? I'm looking at you. Not the question is fine. We're influenced or will be influenced, right? To some degree by OHIP. So that's really the bottom line, you know, is to evaluate the success and sparking and inspiring and hopefully giving you some better sense of the occupational health field that you'll eventually become professionals and help workers in the future. So we're really looking forward to 2011. It's going to be our eighth year. You're going to say a little bit more about 2011 and... Okay. All right. Okay. I'll turn it over to Sarah.
Just that we're excited for 2011, and we actually have a new OHIP website that's going to be hopefully coming up at the end of this year, if not the beginning of next year, and we have all the information about when exactly the dates are the internship will start and the deadline to apply. And also anyone can come up to me afterwards, I can give you additional information. So this OHIP is a extremely inspiring experience, I think, for many former OHIP interns. I myself am a former OHIP intern. I did it in 2007. And it greatly influenced me. I'm currently still in the field of occupational safety and health. It is a very unique opportunity. The students get to talk directly with the workers. They actually get to observe them under actual working conditions, and they get to give something back to the workers, something useful, whether it's in the form of an educational material, a training, or some type of tool. It is truly inspiring. And then these are a couple of quotes from our former OHIP interns. Listed are the 2010 OHIP projects, and like Bob said, we had 11 projects and 22 interns, and you will be hearing from five of the projects that are listed up here. This group was outstanding. All of these people here on the panel outstanding, and everyone else that is not here today contributed a lot to educating the workers. I guarantee if you ask any of the OHIP staff, any of their worksite sponsors, their mentors, and most importantly the workers, they will definitely speak to the dedication of these students. The sheer excitement, the enthusiasm, the creativity and openness to listen to the needs of the workers. And so I definitely want to give a round of applause to these interns because they really did an excellent job. OHIP is committed to keep students in the field, and so we also would like to have a lot of support from people, and it's really important that we get support from a lot of people in the room today. So I hope you continue to support the program because we do need a new generation of occupational safety and health professionals. So please join me in listening to what may prove to be the next generation of occupational safety and health professionals. What I would like to do is we have five presentations. If we can all listen to the five presentations, and then following we'll have time for questions. So I would like to first present our first speakers. We have two people that are going to be presenting on the heat illness and chemical exposure in the car wash industry of Los Angeles, California. One of our presenters is Maria Rangel, and she received a BA in anthropology at the University of California in Los Angeles. She's a recent graduate from UCLA who majored in anthropology with minors in public health and labor and workplace studies. This summer, she worked with the car wash workers in Los Angeles in order to increase awareness about heat illness and also worked to evaluate CalOSHA's 2010 Outdoor Worker Heat Illness Prevention Campaign in the Central Valley. She plans on pursuing eventually a master's in public health in order to contribute to the wellness of farm worker communities in the San Joaquin Valley. Her project partner is Annie Fehrenbacher, who is an MPH PhD candidate in the Department of Community Health Sciences at the UCLA School of Public Health. She completed her BA in Public Health Studies at Johns Hopkins University, where she conducted research at the Woodrow Wilson Fellow, as a Woodrow Wilson Fellow, on the health implications of transnational human trafficking. Throughout her academic career, she developed a strong interest in migrant health and labor exploitation. These interests led her to pursue a graduate degree with a focus on occupational safety and health. Currently, she is employed as a graduate student researcher at the UCLA Center for Public Health and Disasters, where she assisted in the evaluation of statewide CalOSHA heat illness prevention campaign. She also is the chair of the Adult Film Subcommittee of the UCLA Reproductive Health Interest Group, which has been a key player in the formation of a new CalOSHA advisory committee to examine the bloodborne pathogen standard and clarify protections for workers in the adult film industry. So please give me a round of applause and please to have the first presenters.